Kum lern la black gemara rabbi left good olive omer olive it's late rabbi two dots says the gemara pligi bar rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbanan. It says the apes spoke toughly to Yeshua. Why did he speak tough to Yeshua? Chadoyim ibn Eshashim, because of delayed making the Ari Miklam. Not only did he wait the 14 years like we learned last time, but even then, afterwards, he delayed it. Chadoyim ibn Eshashim shal Teda, because he's recording the words of the Teda, halach of the Teda, and therefore the apes spoke to him strongly because this is very sacred. Ayicht of Yeshua said, Dvarim Eilab, Sefer Teda Lekim. He wrote these words in the Sefer Teda Selekim with the exact. Did he write? And which words did he write? Where did he write it? And which words? Pligi buzz and machlekes. We had his babasa. Rabbi Yehuda and Chemia. Chadam. One of them says Shmoyne Psukim. He wrote in the Torah itself the last eight Psukim because it says Moshe Rabbeinu passed away and there was another eight Psukim. That was Yeshua. Chadam and Ari Miklat. He wrote in Sefer Yeshua, but what did he write? He wrote didn't from the Torah. Ari Miklat. Bishto Lemandam Mechad Psukim. Hainichsi B'Sefer Torah Lekim. He wrote in the Sefer Torah. Elamandam Ari Miklat. My B'Sefer Lekim. What means Sefer Lekim? Hachi Kamer. He wrote in his own Sefer, as Hadvarim, those things, they were taken from Sefer Teir Shalakim. Sefer, Shet Tafru B'Pishtan, Sefer Teir, that was sown with flax, Pligi Barab Yehudu Rameh. There's an argument of Yehudu Rameh, whether it's kosher or not. Chadam, one of them says it's kosher, why not? Chadam, a puzzle. One of them says it's puzzle. Now, why should it be puzzle? He explains like this: the man of apostle the chesiv it says by tefillin the man tia teira Hashem bepicha in order that the teira Hashem should be in your mouth easier called to tefillin, and we know that the entire teira is compared to tefillin. And what do we know about not tefillin? You say it has to be mutul picha mat tefillin halachal moishem mesina. What else do we know about tefillin? So we're comparing teira to tefillin. What else do we know about tefillin? That tefillin has halachal mesina has to be teif from begidin. You have to use the sinus. I've called it teif from begidin. So too, also when it comes to teifa teira, it has to be done with gid and nothing else. The idach, another opinion, saying do whatever you want. Ki iskish lemutah bepicha. The only thing we compare it to is if you can use a behemoth, if you can use the hide of a behemoth, it should be a behemoth teira. No. But only lemutah picha. If you're going to use the hide of an animal, it has to be kosher. But little chayis of the other specific dinim, which is Allah Chomeshim Sinai, for example, by tefillin, you have to use pishtun or gidin, as I say, gidin, to sew together the pashas leiskish. That we do not compare sefer teira to. And therefore, by Sefer Teira, you're allowed to use Pishtun. Omer Rav Chazin Lut Filin Be Chabibi. I saw that film with my uncle, Rav Chavir, Rav Chia, that Tfili Be Kisna. It was actually woven Be Kisna. Many say the word is shouldn't be over here Tfilin, it should be something else. But either Mezuzah. And Veles Hilchas HaKavasei. The Loch is not like him. And that by a Tfilin you should use... by tefillin should use only that. Sorry, by tefillin should use like tefillin gidin. Interesting that definition here. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Says the Gemara. Some say that the Chemir and Meir were the same person, and this is the Yehuda and Chemir just had a machlekes like before, and now it's the Yehuda and Meir. Says in the Mishnah, so when does this person leave our mikvah? Up to the Mishnah. Echad meshuach b'shem in the Mishnah. Whether if you get aleph or an aleph in the Mishnah. Echad meshuach b'shem in the Mishnah. If somebody is anointed, a kohen gadol is anointed with oil, with special oil. The echad hamaru begadim, a kohen gadol, a high priest, but he has a lot of clothes. Now Rashi explains that what kind of kohen gadol, but till Yeshua, when they had the oil, the special oil, the shem in the Mishnah, that all the kohen gadolim were anointed by oil. After Yeshua hid it, then all the kohenim just were eight clothes. So according to Rashi, it's never possible to have, as the Ritva points out, it's never possible to have kohenim doelim, two kohenim doelim, one with Mashiach and one with Merubah Godim at the same time, which is very, very difficult in the Gemara. Later, the Gemara talks about all three living at the same time. So he wants to say the kohen gadol was kidnapped, and if the kohen gadol was kidnapped, then they have to appoint another temporary kohen gadol. That temporary one, they didn't use Mashiach, they used only Merubah Godim. Other Rishayim, Tesis Yishanim Yuma argues, he says that any Kohen Gadol, even a temporary one, they used to use Mashiach. Anyway, so that's why they look at Rashi. So the Mishnah says, any Kohen Gadol, the Echot Shav Jechasei, or a Kohen Gadol, that was appointed as a temporary, and then he was, then after the real Kohen Gadol came back, took his position back, all of these Kohen Gadolim, Marzirin Es HaRetzeach, if these Kohen Gadol pass away, the Retzeach then goes free. There's a fourth Kohen Gadol specifically anointed just to go to war. and he had to make those clarion calls. If he passes away, the Netzeir goes free. Therefore, the mothers of the Koinim used to go around to these Ari Miklat and provide them with food and clothing. They would daven all day. Oh, I wish a Koinim drops dead so that they can go free. So she would be nice to them. They should daven. They shouldn't daven today because they should, the son should die. No.
You still have all
these
of
the Mikot and so on? Yeah. Seems well. I don't know. I haven't seen that since they're shut down. But how do you know this? How do you know that a Kohen Gadol dies? The guy says free. How long should he sit in these Ari Miklat? He should sit there ad mois Kohen Gadol until the Kohen Gadol passes away. It's one pasuk. See, there's another pasuk that says ki'ir b'miklata yeshiv ad mois Kohen Gadol. That's the second Kohen Gadol. See, the third pasuk that and after the Kohen Gadol passes away, so you have three psukim, three kinds of Kohen Gadolim: a Kohen Meshuach, a Kohen Merumagadim, and a Kohen Shavar. Kohen Meshuach Shavar. Rabbi Yehuda Ksiv Krachi is a fourth pasuk which says Loshuv L'Sheves Be'eretz. It says you should go back to the land. Be'eretz Ad Mois Hakohen again. It's the fourth pasuk. Tell you also Meshuach Mechama. The other one, but like Ksiv Hagadol. Doesn't say. It just says. It doesn't say Hagadol. It just says Ad Mois Hakohen. He's Mechad Manachu, one of the three coins he mentioned before. There's time of Matzlu. Ham Matzlu, Maisu. It seems that from here that one, that if the people would have davened to the Abish, let the Kohen Gadol die, Takov Yimakoyim. Why? Why the Kohen Gadol died? Like, see, if it says, Katzipa Lonu, like a bird that got flying, Kedroi Lo'ev, like freedom to a bird, Le'uf, Kain Kilas Chinam, Lo'itovei, an empty curse doesn't go anywhere. Because these people davened the Kohen Gadol should die, you think he'll die? What's going on here? I once heard from the yeshiva of Rav Shmuley. Why they fall? They should have davened rachmim on the generation that people shouldn't kill by people by mistake, and they shouldn't be victims, and they didn't daven. Not that they shouldn't daven that they should die, but rather they should daven that he should live. Time with the matzah, because they daven the matzah, might say die automatically. My havel and mevi, why should they die? What did they do wrong? Over here they say ilchayda tuv yichata. We talked about this yesterday. Tuv yichata v'ziga menaget. Tuv yisins and ziga get punished. Why should the Kohen Gadol die and be punished for the sins of these ratzchim? Amri, another expression is Hasam Amri. They say Shechem nasiv. Shechem had to marry Dina, and therefore Naomi Bagoi Nosiv. One of the people in the city's name is Bagoi, Mabgoi Nosiv Gozit. He had to cut himself. He had to bris milah because he wants something. Minach Shuldig. I'm responsible. Yes, they are, because they should daven today, but this shouldn't happen. There was a person that was swallowed, that was eaten and attacked by a lion within three parsa. And it just used to be lions. Within three parsa, for 30 days, Eliyahu boycotted Shumalevi. You should daven that you shouldn't have any people tragedies in your community. Plus 3 days. So I mean, you're partially responsible. If you have the koyach to daven, you should. I'm gonna build them. I'm gonna have kill as chacham. If a chacham gives a klal. Sorry.
We don't have too much of the Gilu Eliyahu. We only had 3 days. He lost out on.
Oh, okay.
So we don't have too much of what he.
The mashmos is that all the rest of the time he did show up.
Well, we had him. First, we had Bob Basler Zayin over there. That the Sela Chassid used to come to him every day. We had a couple of days ago. They said to him, "You have a bad temper." Remember? No, Eliyahu Hanavi. So there are a different number of rooms claiming Eliyahu Hanavi. We had a few days ago. He didn't show up for 3 days because he was. The guy said Leo has a temper, and the Sanhedrin. Leo has a temper over there, and Leo didn't show up for 3 days. He said, "You're a chutzpah. You call me to have a temper. Do you think I have a temper?" And didn't show up for 3 days. Yeah. So he proved that he had a temper, but. Chidor writes in Biki Yisus Simi Yudzayin Chaim that everywhere in the Shas where it says Eliyo, it has nothing to do with Eliyo Hanavi. It's Eliyo. It was an Amoid who lived for 400 years, unbelievable Baki B'Shas, because he lived from the time of the Tanaim through Amoraim, and he used to hang around the Yeshiva. That's Eliyo. Whenever it says Eliyo, stop. Shulam is the one went to Gan Eden alive.
But the Bishulam Levi is the one who says he sees what he calls that Mashiach, and he tells him God to ride and have a look at the
guy. Yeah.
So that was Eliyahu Novi. Who else was it? Was it Eliyahu told him to go to God's around?
They all ask if it's Eliyahu Novi, what do you go to Mashiach for? The simple answer is it wasn't Eliyahu Novi, it was Eliyahu. It was an Amid. If it was Eliyahu Novi, Eliyahu Novi always comes the day before to Mavasa the Gula. What's he telling him? Go talk to him for find out when he's coming.
Wasn't he the one who looked into Gan Eden and
he stayed in Gan Eden? No, Shimon Levi is the one who went in there alive. Maybe he stole the knife in the end of the seventh page there in Ksuvus. Anyway, I did.
Expression of Tuv Yichat v'Zigud Menayim.
We had a Seder as well, yeah.
This name Zigud is a Yiddish name,
you know?
No, it's probably an Aramaic name or something like that.
I don't know. Rabbi Tov Yirmeav, Kilas Chachav the curse, even though it was for naught, he bob will eventually happen. Menolim Machet Teifel from Machet Teifel. So Rishon Shikar Dovah Shisen Kafar Tohime. David HaMelech was digging up the Yisaitis of the Beis HaMikdash, the foundation, and he came across, Rashi brings a beautiful Shalmi, and he came across over there, there's some wells, and he saw a piece of paper, a clay shard on top, and it's written there, I'm here since, according to some Shishim Ebedeshis, or I'm here since Matan Teda. Don't remove me. And David was very tempted, so he did remove him, and suddenly all the waters of the bottom of the world started flowing upwards and threatened to submerge the entire world underwater. Boil Mishle Lama was about to threaten the entire world. Am I allowed to write the Abish's name on this clay shard? Or Mishle Betahima, the lake Aduk, and throw in the water to stop it from flowing? Everyone doesn't understand the water's question. It's a Pekuach Nefesh. What's a Shaila? David is, he's not allowed to destroy the Abish's name, but his Pekuach Nefesh, the whole world. Of course he's allowed to. So they want to answer because, according to Rashi, erasing the name is part of Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah may be not allowed to even for the Kuch Nefesh. The Gimla Vedas, that Yahareg Va'al Yaver, so maybe that's why you're not allowed to. And nobody said anything. David said, anybody who knows the answer doesn't answer me, Yechani Begrinder should be strangled. Architeva came forward and he said the following: my last Shalom and Yishisha, when it comes to Satan, make Shalom between a man and a wife. Amra HaTayda, the Tayda says, Shemisha Nichta Begdushi Yimachalamayim, that my name you should put in the water and get erased. The Cholon Kul, the same entire world, the Koshka, surely you're allowed to erase my name. Amalei Shadi Yalato, Kasa Shema Chaspa, he wrote David's name on a clay shard, Shadi Atahime, he threw it in, Nochas Vikom Maduchi, stopped. So, where do you see the Klala? David said, whoever doesn't tell me, should be strangled. And Achitevel eventually told him, but he knew all along. What's Achitevel's demise? He died at the age of 33 or 34. Achitevel raw, and they didn't listen to my dunyo. He saddled his donkey, made his house, he gave last minute instructions, and he strangled himself. So we see that what? That the klala was McQueen. Because it says, Big Yavas, whoever learns halacha from his Rebbe has to give respect. Like David Melech Machitevel, he learned from only two things. He called the Rebbe, Alufi Miyadoi. And Rashi says, what are the two things? Can't remember, but Rashi definitely does not say. Oh, one of them is you shouldn't learn on your own. Ched of Abadi Menoyla, you shouldn't learn on your own. The other one is something similar, and Rashi does not bring this Gemara here. And all the first one want to know why doesn't he bring this? Because he told him a din over here. So they want to say that the Dovra Melech knew the answer to this, but he was not allowed to paskin because he's not allowed to paskin from the Rebbe. Achet Teifel, I saving the whole world. A bit hard to understand. Amar Avu, Kila's Chach for that tonight. For Chachem makes a klal, even though it's conditional, he bought, it will happen. And all of me, Eli, the Kamala, Eli Shmuel, Eli said Shmuel, if you don't tell me what David should told you, Koy Yazach Olakim, this David should do to you, the Koy Yosef, and I will even add, the same problems that I have, my children weren't very good, you're going to have the same problem with your children, Imti Chachem, Imen Adover, if you deny, if you hide from me anything, Vafa Gavde, Ksiv, Ayagel, Shmuel, Gavde, Lakich, Amen, even though eventually he told him, he did tell me everything, if Elohi, Ksiv, Elohi, Holchu, Banu, Gedrochov, Klal was Mekuyim. Amar Avinu Merav, need the Altanai, if you put someone in the Chedim, even though it's conditional, Tzori Chafor requires to be annulled. Menolam Yehuda, see what it says, Im lo have Eitzel, if I don't bring the Yama back, so and so and so. Amar Shemach Merav Yehuda, and yet, nevertheless, he had big problems, and we had to eventually, he had to be Hafaraz Nadarim. There's me Hafaraz Nadarim. And Tzitz explains the two kinds of need Altanai. Because if I make a chedim on a tanai, which I'm not in control of, he has no control of Yosef will be nice, give back yomim, will be happy yomim, then the neder is stays regardless. But if I have total control, and I said, if I don't do something that I have total control of, I should be a chedim. Since you knew B'shas Maisa, you'll do it, and you won't be a chedim, then there is no chedim. When do we say neder al tanai is chal, is you didn't have total control, so in your own mind you thought there's a possibility that I'm going to be benidui. And what do we see by Yehuda? Reuben should live and he shouldn't die. In the next pasuk says v'zayis liYehuda, and this he should do liYehuda. Reuben, that means Reuben, during every shevet had the bones of their grandfather, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, and so on and so forth. But then it says, so Yehuda was Reuben was Yechi, because his whole body was intact. But by Yehuda, it says, V'zayis liYehuda, kolayisim ha'shana ha'yisol v'midbar, atzmoish Yehuda, me'gugolim ba'aron. All the bones fell apart. They were rattling in the aron. Atcha amad Moshe v'girach, he was in Nidui. Until Moshe bet Rachim Amal. He asked Rachim on him. Amal v'na b'an shalayla, mi gadim l'Reuben, sh'yayda, why did Reuben made over there? Yehuda, who caused Reuben to do tshuva? It was Yehuda who did tshuva. So therefore, so we see from here that he was trying with Malamat Chus and Yehuda to be matin his neder. What do you call it? Vaita. Already asked. It says that Reuben was fasting the whole time, and he knew that they want to do the Yosef. He never was part of the scheme in the first place. So why did he call it? So he said because he wasn't made barabim. He should have he himself personally did shuv the whole time, but he should have done a berabim. Then what about Shama Hashem Kol Yudi heard it all. Ivrei l'shaf. What happened was all the bones went back to the sockets. Lava come I lemis yirki, but they still didn't let him into yeshiva and shemayim. So they Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, I'm going to the end and bring him back to the fold. He didn't know how to engage in the sugyas when they were talking about it. His hand should be full. Rabbi Bengal writes, what does Yod of Ravloi have to do with learning pilpul? Because he says, whenever you see two people learning a pilpul, what do you see the first thing? The hands are flying with the big thumb, like this. So it says in the pasuk, Yod of Ravloi, that let his hands be involved. That's the only time you know the guy's really kachzik learning. If your own hands are not flying, no, there's no gesturing. With the hands, they're not really learning properly. Everything. When you hate him, he's secluded. Okay, he knew how to engage, but he didn't know how to answer any of the questions. The Eze Mitzor of Tiyu, it's like a Muhammad. So when you have a Melcham to Shal Teide, he should be able to support himself. When we say that a guy in Aaron Mikvah goes free, when all three Kohenim Gadolim die, or any one of those three die, he goes free. So it's clear from the Gemara here that he has to wait for all three, which is the Kasha Ritva Asanashi. We see that the Kohen Meshuach and the Kohen Rubu Gadim lived at the same time. What's otherwise a Shaila? Tashma nigmar dine beloy kohen gadol neitz mishum la'olam. It says there that if the gemar din didn't have a kohen gadol, as they started the sentence, the kohen gadol was alive by the time they came to give the sentence. There was no kohen gadol; it was a vacuum at that time. He died; nobody was reinstated. He never goes free because who's the kohen gadol takes responsibility? The misa, and if he can go out with any one of the other ones, lahade b'dahanach. So when the one of the other ones who was still alive dies, he'll go free. Like Moshe, that's not a raya, but the lekka. All three kohenim d'olam were dead. Till they point to somebody else. Obviously, yeah. That's not a me'akev. It's only a din. If you're a kohen gadol, he has a personal carbon. It's not a carbon tzibur. It's not good at all.
You know they appoint like a segan just in case.
Only Yom Kippur, because the avodah was only done by him.
And his status after Yom Kippur.
That's called kohen mishu'ava. Kohen mishu'ava is.
He's a mishu'ava. He's a merubah gadol.
No, he's neither. He's Kohen Mashuach Sha'aver. He's number three. Remember we had three in the Mishnah? The third one was, it was a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He had a Kedi. So he became temporary apostle. So they hired another one. He acted the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur.
I'm saying that second
that's Kohen called Kohen Mashuach Sha'aver.
So he's a Mashuach. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
They smeared with oil.
Yeah, but Sha'aver. In other words, he was no longer Kohen Hedyet, nor was he a practicing Kohen Gadol.
So now he goes into a neutral gender. He can't be a Kohen Gadol once the real
Kohen. He's a rabbi who doesn't have to perform as a rabbi and gets the salary of a rabbi.
Oh.
Yeah, but he doesn't know anything.
But he can't do the avoidance.
And then we learn in the human, the real guy doesn't like him, he's scared, he's suspicious, the guy's always behind him, you know, waiting for the moment. Once he's Gmardin, after Gmardin, the Kohen Gadol died, that Eze ain't a goyle, he doesn't go to Gaul in the first place. Before the sentence came down, the Kohen Gadol died, Ummono Achatachtav, and someone else was appointed. He started the sentence with one Kohen Gadol. By the time they finished it, there's another Kohen Gadol there. He then has to wait for the second Kohen Gadol because it's the Gemar Din that counts. There's no Kohen Gadol alive when they had Gemar Din. Or a Hoyde Kohen Gadol, he killed the Kohen Gadol. Or the Kohen Gadol Horag, the Kohen Gadol want to kill somebody. So there's no Kohen Gadol there. He's stuck there forever. then he yaitzi does not leave loyle edus mitzvah. They need him for a mitzvah like kiddush achaydish. Loyle edus mamana. They need for money matters, which is a bigger thing, because that's even lo yagiv and osavoni has a mitzvah to tell. But loyle edus mafasha, which is even more important to save a yid. But afili yisrael tichila. Even if the klai yisrael needs him, afili start tzavi yisrael ki mitzuri ain't yaitzi will not go out again. Mafasha a hard time if it's pekuach nefesh. Why? All it is the mitzvah to stay in our mikvah. Why shouldn't he go out? And the biggest problem that all the mafashim have here is the mitzvah aliyah regel. The mitzvah of Karm Pesach. If you don't bring Karm Pesach, you get karis. Now the thing is called if you're derech v'chayke, you're potter. But that's according to the Raibe, that's only the first. No. If he's stuck there. According to the Raibe, that's only the first Pesach. Shirishin. Pesach Sheni v'chayke is no longer an excuse. How can we hold him in the city? Because the mitzvah say, you know, that he should live in that city, to deny him the a greater mitzvah say of Karm Pesach. And we learned in Pesach Lef Nutes that a bigger mitzvah say pushes away a smaller mitzvah say. He should be going there. So one of the mafarshim want to say, I can't remember who it is, wants to say a big chiddush. When we say that he doesn't leave, it doesn't mean he doesn't leave. Of course he can leave, but he has to come right back. And the expression means doesn't leave on a permanent basis. Doesn't leave, and then once he's out already, you say, okay, you can stay out, because we need you. No, he can leave and do the edik, do all these things, but he must come right back. And while he's going, Taka, the goyim adam is not allowed to touch him.
If he's going to Shem Mitzvah.
Yeah, that's a big chiddush, because Pashto Pshad is he can't walk out.
And risk his life.
That's right.
Is the Goyal Adam the same as when he's in Yerush and I've been in Yerush?
No, but he learns too that even that person who, let's say, is not Pashto Pshad is could still be the Goyal Adam. The third cousin is the closest, he's a Goyal Adam, he's not Pashto Pshad.
No, like I said, Sam was the third cousin from his father's son, from his
mother's son. It makes no difference. However, from here, there's a big machlekes in halacha. Not unfortunately not here, but in halacha, there's a general question: if a suffik pekuach nefesh, are you supposed to enter in a suffik pekuach nefesh to save someone badeh pekuach nefesh? In other words, I can save him, but I'm in danger of my life. Do I still have a mitzvah pekuach nefesh when there's a suffik that I might endanger my own life? They want to bring a knife from here. That's pshat in the Mishnah. This guy here, you know why he's not going out to save Klal Yisrael? Let's say he's Yoyeb Tzuri. He definitely can save Klal Yisrael, but he's putting his life in danger because the Goyal Adam still has the right to kill him. Nowhere does it say that it's suspended. So he, and that could be the girl that won't kill him. So it's a suffik b'kuach nefesh, to vada b'kuach nefesh, and we say don't. It's a raya, you're not allowed to put yourself in that position. Not only you don't have to, you're not allowed to, because like ma'avid, you know, if you do get killed, you committed suicide. Fair enough, but... Yoyim Mitzuri started Avi B'nei, we learned Avi B'nei was an unbelievable guy, and he's the girl down of his brother Amos, and he killed him. Somebody like Avi B'nei can take him. Yeah. This thing is right. The part of Klai Yisrael needs you. There's a war going on. We need you. You're a general. You're an able, skilled general like Yoyim Mitzuria. No. Makes no difference. Anyone. So if you ever want to know the mocker for those opinions, because Vigmach Lech is halacha, those opinions saying not allowed to put your life in a suffix danger, where you know for sure you can save somebody, is from this mission right here. And why we don't let them go from under Mikkel. Shemet says, I don't know, Shami, you should run there. Shamte, Dirasai. There he should remain forever. Shamte misasa, there he should die. Shamte gvirasa, there he gets buried. The shame she calls kat chumakela, just like in the city, protects him, so too is tchum. And all the mafashim ask, how do we know that? And there's no answer. How do you know that the tchum of a city, we have a positive amount? Yeah, what do you know? We usually have a concept called ibud shalir, 72/3 of an amma. But tchum, you need a limud, like madoisim shalir, you know, by the order midrash of a levi. How do you know tchum? Unless because the 42 cities of Levim, we learned clearly there. Not only that, but we learned that the tchum of that city has a din, you know, a lot of plant around the city, you know, within 1,000 amas. So we're there because the tchum is part of it. So by the 42 cities, part of it, and then maybe the six cities are compared to the 42 that you also have the tchum. Maybe that's the mocker, but none of the shani bring any mocker for it. Then you go right. Roitzeach she yotzim chutz tchum. Once the yotzeach walks out, steps outside of tchum, a matzu goyel adam, and the goyel adam met him. He said, "Lulu, I'm a mitzvah b'yad goyel adam. There's a mitzvah to kill him. V'reshus b'yakol adam. Everyone else is allowed to. Now, Akiva, I'm a reshus b'yad goyel adam. Akiva said, 'No, reshus goyel adam. The chola adam and everybody else chayov lo. No one else is allowed to kill him, or other have a guess of chola adam ain't chayov lo. No, but they don't even have a reshus. A reshus is still about madrega. A reshus is, you know, like recommended, but there's no mitzvah." Everyone else ain't chayov in your law. They won't be liable because you killed a dead man or something, but you shouldn't redo it. Thinking about it, my time now, it's the reason I'm going to buy a kol chayov. Why is it if the Kohen Gadol died the moment that the sentence came down? He's free man. Kal v'chomer. Ma misha gola kvar. Madach, somebody was writing gola. Yotza, achshav misha. Goes out now. Misha loy gola. He never went to gola in the first place. And it didn't show loy gola. The Kohen Gadol died. He's free. The dilma haide gola ichapale. Maybe this guy who spent some time in gola is forgiven. Haide loy gola loy. He doesn't get the chance to be forgiven. Maybe he should go to Ari Miklat. Says the Gemara, Mide Golus Kamechaper, Mises Koin Mechaper. The Golus is Mechaper, Mises Koin. So now from this Gemara, is clearly here that the Golus or Miklat is not for Kapara. The Beis, we clearly had just the opposite. We had that the whole that a guy who once he killed already, we don't want him to go to Golus because, if you said Aiden Zoym, by try to get someone to go to Golus. We don't want them to go to Golus because they did a terrible Aved and Golus is Mechaper. These guys don't deserve a Kapara. How's that work? So it's a big problem. However, the Pashav Shad is, of course the Golus is Mechaper, but the Kapara of Golus does not end. You need a continuous Kapara till the Kohen Gadol is what ends it. And if what we're saying here is there's nothing to end it. The Golus alone doesn't end. It's only the Kohen Gadol that ends it. And since you went to the Kohen Gadol, that's enough. But Kozman, you didn't. The Golus is not doing part of the Kapara. Imagine you didn't. How do you know? Amar Avkan and Amakro, but Yoshev Bo, he should stay there. Amar is kind of God. The patient until the kind of dies. Hashem Moshe Chayis B'Shem and Hakadosh. The He who Moshe, it says the pasuk that He anointed the Kohen Gadol die. He anointed the Kohen Gadol. Elazeh Shanim Shabayama. It has to be the Kohen Gadol that during the crime happened. And when the sentence happened, he was a Kohen Gadol. What does the sentence have to do with the Kohen Gadol? I understand the act that he killed the guy, he should have died, that there shouldn't be any victims. But you're saying here that the most important, the pivotal moment is the sentence. Why? What does it have to do with the sentence? Rachmim sheyigmer dinel eschus v'le bikers. He should have died, that this person should come innocent. Very difficult and unfortunately have a hard time here. What do you mean? He should eschew the halacha. He should corrupt. Well, he should die. Please, Bez, even though he's guilty, make sure he's not guilty. What's going on here? So the answer that Marit gives, and that everyone else copies him, but they don't say his name, is that we learned before, Sanhedrin Shiro, Kul L'chayva, that the entire Sanhedrin find him guilty, he comes out free. And the Rambam says it doesn't only apply to murder, it applies also to this case of Golus. So therefore, he should daven that the Sanhedrin should pass him correctly, that he should find him guilty. And if he find him guilty, he comes out innocent. Still hard to understand. What exactly are you davening? They'll do whatever they think is right. What are you davening?
You can't be noticed at din because
yeah, whatever they think. If they think he's innocent, he's innocent. If he's guilty.
I'm saying, isn't that an Indian like al-din al shaykhad? You're trying to pervert.
Yeah, it's like they davening the halavai. They should see the truth that he's guilty, and they will come out innocent. But it's a modern thriller. Yeah, I'm saying. So he's davening. They should. He's the davening. They should all see the truth. The truth is that he's guilty. Not that the question was, what they wanted to come out and say he's innocent when he's guilty. The answer is no, he's not come out guilty, but all of them should attack to see the truth. So he'll come out innocent because
then
he'll come out.
So the Chayyah could be so that they convict.
Yeah, in 7 years, yeah.
If they convict unanimously and the guy's spotted, then they're not.
Exactly. So they, maybe.
For me, I'm talking yeah. Amazing.
So maybe the Moshe said it before. Well, how can you be a bez in 7 years? What ruse they use, they should have said. We should daven that they should all find everybody guilty. And then they come out free. Maybe that's what we should have answered before. Yeah, interesting. What happens if they sentenced him to be to he has to go to the Miklat and then the mate he died before they had a chance to go there, he died. His bones have to go to the Miklat. We learned before that if you die in the Miklat, you get buried there, the people there, who the Reitzchim. And if you didn't make it, your bones go there. The Chivat says, actually, if you die over there, we'll soon see you don't get buried there, you go back home. It's the person who died over here, didn't get make it, his bones go there. Why? It says, Lashuv Lasheves Ba'odas. He should be sitting in the ground. Who sits in the ground? Only dead people. If he died before the Kohen Gadol died, if he died, let's say, in the Arei Miklat, the Kohen Gadol still didn't die yet, what do you do with his bones? You don't bury him in the Arei Miklat. He spent his time in Arei Miklat, and then he died, then he goes back to his family. In other words, who gets buried there? Only those people who had to go to Arei Miklat. But didn't make it. Didn't get in their lifetime. But those who made the Miklat, they had their kapara, and then they go to bury next to their parents. The Chassidut says, Yoshuv Haratzeach El Eretz Achuzos. He goes back to the land of his inheritance. It says, Eretz, to the land. Eizu Yeshiva Sheba Eretz. It's in the land of Achuzos. From the Yerusha, Havimazu Kvura. Nigma Din, the Gemar Din, Venase Koyim Ben Gruchud. So what happens is the Gemar Din, suddenly they found out that Koyim Gadol had no right to be a Koyim Gadol. Is it retrospective? Is it from now on? Do we say he was a Kohen Gadol, so when he dies, even though right now he's no longer Kohen Gadol, that's enough or not? That's it. There's no Kohen anymore. That's as if the Kohen died that moment. There was a Kohen there yesterday. He was a Kohen Gadol. And now that he's no longer a Kohen because he's a Ben Grisha Chalutza, so the Kohen ended. So the Kohen died.
And
they'll go free. The Chadam a Batel Kodesh, retrospective. It's like never a Kohen Gadol in the first place. And what did we learn before? And they're stuck forever. Because if there's no Kohen Gadol, when you were sentenced, you're stuck forever. Lema L'chei, the Machleik is exactly the Machleik we had. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shur, Kamif, Gitnan. We learned what happened. Hoya, Oymed, Umakin, Zbeach, a Kohen, Hedya was standing in me, Makin, Zbeach, the Noida, Shubeng, in the middle of that Voida, suddenly he finds out that he's possible. You had a machlekes. I'm a kol kabbonish hikrim sum. Rabbi Lezer says all the kabbonish he brought to now. Retrospectively, he was a apostle of Koyin. Everything is no good. Rabbi Yeshua machshi. He said whatever you did, and it finished the job, and that's it. Man, that's exactly. Is it retrospective or not? Yeah. So the right man, Mesa, the one who said that what that the Koyin godels died from now on is Kirabi Shua holds like Rabbi Shua that whatever he did till now was kosher, it only starts from now on. Well, man, on my bottom, the one who said that it was as if there was no Kohen Gadol holds like Rabbi Lezer, all that void he did retrospectively is no good. Says, you want to know. Eliba, the Rabbi Lezer says that it's retrospective. Kuliyam Lepig is no question that there was no Kohen Gadol at the time. All the people there are stuck forever. That's no argument. Keep pleading the argument, Rabbi Shua says that void whatever he did is good and from now on. Manda, my Mesa, the one who says that it's good, that you know, the Kohen Gadol is good till now and he just died, so everybody's set free. Hold like Rabbi Shua, posh. Or the Manda, my Bottle, the one who says no, that the Kohen Gadol is as if it's retrospective and yet when it comes to the void of the Kohen Hedid, he says it's from now on. How's that work? How's that compatible? Ad kam lekam Rav Shua. You know why Rav Shua says over there, the chsiv, it could have a special pasuk. Beidach Hashem cheiloi upoil yodav tirtza. The Abish will bench him with his son Megan, and the work of his handiwork, Abish is happy with. What do you mean upoil yodav tirtza? And we teach Beidach Hashem cheiloi. What's cheiloi? Cheiloi is the word cholol. Afilu cholol in Shabbat. If he did not, if he was unaware that he was a cholol, and he did the avoida is Beidach Hashem says, it's blessed, it's all right. I'm shaking. So they have a special pasuk by a Kohen Hedid if he finds out in the middle that everything was kosher. But here there's no pasuk, so it's retrospective. And no Kohen goes. Yeah.